Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Lilydale Radio. I'm Colleen van der Zijden, the host for tonight's show. The name of this show is called Embracing Your Essence. I am a registered medium at Lilydale, and as a medium, we connect in with our loved ones on the other side. I'm also a certified spiritual life coach, and sometimes I call myself a certified intuitive life coach, because I'm always connected in as much as possible with the other side or with our guidance, the universal guidance that we can have, anything that we can have to help us live our lives better and with more fulfillment. And so even when I'm doing a coaching session, it is really interesting, actually, because I will be talking to somebody about whatever problem we're working on, and then all of a sudden I'll go, wait a minute, and then I start kind of channeling whatever's happening on the other side. So that's what I'm all about. Now, Lilydale Assembly is the largest spiritualist community in the world, and lots of people come from all over the world to be there. Beautiful place. If you've never been there, I do recommend you go. During the summer season, of course, we're a lot busier than we are off-season, but off-season things are still happening. Church services are happening, and workshops, all sorts of things, and you can still connect with mediums, and you can still go to the Healing Temple on Wednesday night and get a healing. So there is so much there, even though it is off season right now. Now, the radio shows we do have, my show is on Tuesday nights. John White has one on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Willa White has one at 10 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday, and Celeste Elliott has a show at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning. I believe that's all right. That should be correct. Now, you can always, of course, go to lilydaleassembly.org and get more information there. So today, what we are going to talk about today is, are you hiding your light? This is a great topic because when I think of people hiding their light, what we're doing is we're not showing people who we truly are. We don't let people see us for who we are. You know, do we live our lives on our terms, or are we suppressing ourselves trying to please other people? And so we are going to talk about that tonight, because hiding our light is something many of us do. I don't know if everybody does it, but I know many of us do. And we're always kind of keeping ourselves a little bit protected to not let other people in a little bit. You know, sometimes I'll get a client who has basically a wall built up in front of themselves, and they are just protecting themselves, and they don't want to let anybody in there. Hi, Mick. Nice to see you today. Happy birthday, Mick. It's Mick's birthday, everybody. So we are going to talk about this a little bit more, and I want to tell you about a friend of mine who, she was talking to me a little while ago, and she works with the public, so she gets to hear all sorts of stories and gets to talk to people all of the time, and she was telling me she wanted to do a blog. And she says, oh, I just got all these ideas. I really want to do a blog. It will be so much fun. And I said, well, are you doing it? And she said, oh, no, I can't do it. I said, what do you mean you can't do it? And she says, oh, no, I can't do it. I don't really have anything to say. And nobody really wants to listen to me anyway. And, you know, what if they don't like it? What if people won't read it? I'll just do it. Nobody will read it. And I watched her get all excited about doing this blog, and then totally talk herself out of even taking any action at all. It was amazing to watch, because it only took about a minute and a half before she had talked herself out of it yet again, because I know it was a habit. She'd been doing it repeatedly. Allison, I definitely do. I feel like I'm too much for people. I love it, Allison. I love it. You are not too much. They just can't handle you yet. That's all. So sometimes, you know, and that's actually a great lead into some things I'll be talking about tonight, because we do suppress ourselves usually because of other people. If not always. I'm going to think about that some more. Now, I also had a client in the past year or so who was complaining, well, not really complaining, commenting that she needed to speak up in her relationship and say what she really thought. And then she came right out and said, but, you know, I don't like conflict. I avoid it. So I can't do it. I just can't do it. And listening to her, she says, I don't want to upset other people. And I said, you know what? I have been there myself. I have fallen into that trap where I won't say what I want to say because I don't want to have that reaction. I don't want to make somebody upset or angry. Even in college, I remember being in a class a million years ago, and the teacher was asking for opinions, and I had an opinion, but I wasn't brave enough to speak it. I just wouldn't do it. You know, I was really shy back then. But some of that kind of hangs on even as I've gotten older. And so this client I was talking to, she talked herself out of taking action as I was talking to her. And I was giving her some guidance on how to do this so that she could actually speak her truth. In both cases, these two people are hiding their light. They're not letting others see them for who they are. And maybe they don't see themselves for who they are. They don't realize they have the strength and the power to stand up for themselves, to speak their truth, to live their truth. Maybe they don't see it yet, you know. We have been conditioned throughout most of our lives to suppress ourselves. We really have. And what happens when we do this is we allow fear to get in our way. We allow fear to stop us from presenting ourselves, from being brave, from being ourselves. This does come from society expectations, societal expectations, where we grow up, you know, in a certain way, and some of the things that happen in our lives stop us from being ourselves. You know, we learn to do certain things to fit in. When we're growing up, when we're very young, you know, five, let's say we're five, and we're out and about, and we see somebody who, for whatever reason, catches our attention as a child. And as a child, what do? We blurt things out. We say what we think. We cry when we're upset. We storm around if we want something. And children actually are very connected with what they want and who they are. But as children, we are taught not to behave in certain ways. Don't just blurt out something to someone because you might offend them. And so maybe when we were young, we said something that could have been offensive to someone. And then yet again, we sit there and we kind of ingrain this. And somebody says to you, oh, don't say that. Don't say that, because it's not good. So we learn to quiet ourselves, to not speak our truth, to not say what we want to say. And this starts when we're so very young. We learn to pick up certain beliefs about how life works and how we belong in life, how we fit. We may pick up the belief that it's better to be seen and not heard. You may have heard that. It's better to be seen and not heard. In other words, somebody doesn't want to hear you. They don't want to hear what you have to say. This will become ingrained within you, and you will learn to shut yourself down and not speak your truth. You may, when you go to school, you want to be accepted. So what do? You try to see how you fit in. And you all know that when we are in school, elementary, middle, or high school, that there are kids there who will bully or tell you some way that you are wrong or not good enough. So we try not to get their attention. So again, we're suppressing ourselves. We try not to get negative attention in any way. My not speaking up in class a million years ago is all about protecting myself. I don't want people to look at me and think I'm stupid or not good enough. So these things happen. Hello, everyone. I want to thank you all for watching. I'll take a little brief pause for a moment from my little talk tonight just to welcome you all here. This is Lilydale Assembly Radio, Lilydale Radio, and I am Colleen Van Der Zijden, a registered medium at Lilydale, and I'm also a certified life coach where I help people handle their lives. And my thing, as you know, if you've ever watched, and if you haven't, welcome. And if you're coming back, you're a repeat person, thank you for continuing to watch. You know my thing is to help people live their best lives, help them become their best selves. That's my thing. That's what I always talk about. I want to help you look at life from a different perspective and see the power you have to experience life the way you want to experience. So tonight we are talking about hiding ourselves. I couldn't get that out for some reason. Hiding ourselves, suppressing who we are, not letting other people see us. And it is so interesting. We start to feel like we are responsible for other people's happiness. that we shouldn't say this, we shouldn't do that, whatever it is, we want to do this. Hello, Kathleen. Hello, Karen. Thank you so much for watching. I'm so happy you're joining us today. We are talking about hiding ourselves, suppressing ourselves. And so when we feel like we need to make other people happy, we become these people pleasers. And as people pleasers, what are we doing? We are not paying attention to ourselves. We're not putting ourselves out there and speaking our truth and living life on our terms. We are putting other people's needs ahead of our own rather than touching in with our own needs. Sometimes we compare ourselves with other people. That's the best, isn't it? We compare ourselves and we look at them and we think that they have more, whatever it is. You know, they have more, and then we make that into some kind of an internal belief that we're not as important enough, smart enough, or not worthy, whatever it is. And so, again, we start suppressing ourselves. I love this one. I heard this one a lot when I was growing up. Mom, if you're watching, don't worry. It's all good. She would say, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. Which I know what this means, of course. Don't be a jerk. That's what it means. Don't be a jerk. You know, and as a kid, you don't know what you're doing. But this is good to watch what you're saying. But if you're not careful, this can turn into a belief to not speak your truth. Hello, Mother. I see you're watching. Thanks for joining us. I was just talking about you. I hope you got to hear that part. So this can turn into a belief of not speaking our truth. And we don't stand up for ourselves. We learn early we have to make adjustments in who we are. Notice I said have to make adjustments. That's a belief. We don't have to, but we do. So we learn that that's what we should do. We have to make adjustments in who we are so we're accepted. Starts at a very young age, unintentional for the most part. People are not telling you this with the intention of shutting you down. They're trying to just guide you, but sometimes it can cause those unaware beliefs that influence our whole lives and affect what we're doing. And it's very interesting because we want to keep ourselves safe. We want to keep ourselves protected. We don't want people looking at us, judging us, criticizing us. So we understand that it's not important. We shouldn't show who we truly are. This is all wrong. This is a totally wrong belief. We do not want to hold on to that. It is very important for us to show who we are. When we hide our light, when we hide our true selves, and we're protecting ourselves from this possible pain of getting hurt or trying to help us fit in by some society expectations, which may be true or may not be true. It may be a perception we've picked up over time. But what's really crazy when I was thinking about this is we don't allow ourselves to see who we are. We hide ourselves to such a point we don't even know who we really are. Isn't that crazy? I think that's crazy. And, you know, I'm not like the high and mighty here that I don't do this. I, on occasion, will do this as well. I still do this. It's a lesson I've learned well. I'm a good student. I've learned it well, and it can still pop up. We don't know who we are. We just don't. We give our power away when we don't speak our truth. We are giving it away to other people or situations. So giving our power away suppresses who we are. We feel inadequate, so we don't take action. We just don't take action. We stop ourselves. We talk ourselves out of it, whatever it is. We don't feel good enough. We are inadequate in our minds, so we don't take action. Another form of suppressing ourselves. We let other people influence how we feel. Whether they are actively working against you or it's your perception really doesn't make a difference, because if it's affecting you, then you're allowing it to happen. We're letting some kind of influence affect who we are. And we try to make everybody happy with this, okay? Sometimes, and I talked about this on my other radio show last week or the week before, sometime, we minimize our words. We use the word just. I'm just trying to tell you rather than I'm telling you. Things like this, or it's only my opinion. And it's a very dismissive way of talking about ourselves. It's only my opinion. It's not a big deal. It's only my opinion. If you don't agree with me, oh, well. So that's something we'll do. We may apologize all the time. Those are minimizing who we are. We're suppressing ourselves. So an easy thing to think about is watch your words. Do you do this when you're talking to other people, or are you straight out? Do you say what you need to say, or are you very gentle and working around the issue? You know, hi, Julie. Nice to see you. Thanks for watching. And what happens with this is we're not willing to risk shining our light. We are not brave enough to say, you know what, screw it, I'm doing it anyway. We're not brave enough to do it. And you know what, it's not our fault. You know what, it's not our fault. This just happened. It happened. So we don't need to look at this as something bad that we learned or we did and, oh, we're a horrible person because we're doing this. No, it's just the way it is. So we're going to be objective and go, you know what? Well, maybe I don't want to do this anymore. Maybe I want to change my belief system. Maybe I want to stand in my light, be my light and shine for everybody to see how awesome I really am. Maybe we want to do that. Now, of course, you have to shift some of your beliefs, because if you don't believe that you are awesome, if you're always putting yourself down in your head, then that's a whole other issue. And that's a, you know, an opportunity to explore your beliefs non-judgmentally. Don't judge yourself. Don't criticize yourself. Just explore the beliefs. You may want to get a coach or a counselor if it's something where you need an outsider objective there, because sometimes we do it ourselves. It's hard to be objective. Rebecca is saying, be impeccable with your word. Yes. So what that means is be intentional with your words. Make sure the words you're using are what you really want to say. If you want to say to somebody, you know, I don't like how you're treating me, you can just say, I don't like how you're treating me and I'd like you to stop. Boom, done. And for those of us who are on the more sensitive side, more empathetic, we're going to sit there and go, oh, I hope this is going to be okay. We don't want to make them feel bad. We don't want to get upset them. When we do that, we're actually blocking ourselves. So we have to be secure in ourselves. We have to be secure in what we believe. And it does take some thought. It does take some awareness, some intention as well. What happens when we're suppressing ourselves like this is we settle for less than what we want. We settle for less than what we want. And even worse, we settle for less than who we are capable of becoming. We settle for a lesser version of ourselves, not our most awesome version of ourselves. You know, when you feel like your most awesome self, you are excited, you're passionate, you're enthusiastic, you just feel great. Now, if you're putting yourself down, you're criticizing yourself, you're letting other people influence you, you don't feel great. So if you stand in your power, let that light shine, you'll actually feel better. I know it's difficult sometimes to get past that first bump where you have to say something or do something and really say, you know what, I don't care what you think. Your opinion doesn't matter to me. The only opinion that matters is mine, you know, and that can make a difference. I had a client a long time ago who wanted to change careers. And as I was talking to him, the story was something else. His mom and dad wanted him to go into a successful career. And for them, a successful career was one that would be admired by others, one where he would be making a significant amount of money, something that was respectful. Now, unfortunately for him, he wanted to do something in the artistic realms. Okay, he wanted to do something artistically. He was very creative, and he wanted to do that. But his parents pushed and pushed and pushed for him to go into one of these special fields, and he ended up becoming an engineer. And now I'm talking to him 30 years later, after he made this choice to become an engineer, and he had a very successful career. He was good at it, and he just didn't feel right anymore. He didn't feel like himself. He felt like he had missed out on something. He felt like he should have done what he wanted to do instead of what somebody else wanted him to do. That can come from parents' best intentions. That can come from our own minds thinking, this is what I need to do. This would be better than what we really want. When we start doing that, we disconnect from ourselves. We disconnect from who we are. Now, this client that I had, as I was talking to him, he just looked at me and he says, it's too late. It's too late. I can't do what I really wanted to do. And I said, it's not too late. You know, you have a good 30, 40 years left of your life. Don't waste the last 30 or 40 years of your life. Do what you want to do. Well, I can't quit my job. I said, you don't have to quit your job. You can still keep your job, and you can do this other thing on the side. At least then he would have something that's more fulfilling and is in alignment with himself. He wouldn't be suppressing that part of himself anymore. He would be honoring that part and taking action to move towards what he really wants to achieve. There are many ways that we settle for less than who we are. And when we do that, that's when we're hiding our light. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit of a story of mine. A long time ago, I had a personal coach helping me with some goals that I wanted to achieve. And I had a pretty good list because I like to have a good list of goals. So I had a pretty good list. And as I was working with her, I was working through them all. Everything was happening. But one of the goals I wanted to do was to do video like this. I wanted to do video to share my ideas with my followers, with my friends, whoever. I wanted to share my ideas. Obviously, I've gotten past that now, but back then, no. So no matter what I did at that time, I could not create these videos. There were a lot of things stopping me, a lot of things in my way. There was an underlying fear of being judged. There was an underlying fear of not knowing how to do it. How do you do it? What would I need to do it? The technical aspects, all of those things. So this went on for years where I had this idea. I really wanted to do this, but I didn't know how to do it. And nothing happened. I didn't do it. All my other goals all worked. Everything but not this one. So then a few years ago, about 4.5 years ago, the A1R Psychic Radio, which is where I had another radio show, they called me and asked me if I would do a radio show with them. And I thought, wow, that might be a fun opportunity, a little bit nerve-wracking, a little scary, and of course, immediately the fears start to come up. I said yes, but then the fears come up. How do I do this? How do you do a radio show? How do I do the technology? What happens if there's a problem? Do I even have anything important to say? Now, I've been thinking about this for years, and still I question, do I have anything important to say? So in my fear and my doubt over this new situation, but fortunately, I didn't say no. That would have really been suppressing myself. I didn't say no because I knew I really did want to do it. But the fear and doubt made me question, should I do this? Should I not do it? I don't know. The fear and the doubt made me forget some very key things. One, I have been teaching for a long, long time. I teach all sorts of things, spiritual things and other things. So I've been teaching for a long time. I know how to teach. I know that I have these ideas that are in there. I know they're in there. But I discounted my thoughts, my beliefs, my ideas as not being important enough. Okay, so my doubts and fears were showing me this. The other thing that was important for me at that time, being on radio, was that I had forgotten that I had been on radio. I used to do voiceovers for radio and TV and documentaries and movies and all sorts of things. I used to do the voice. So I'd had some experience doing this, just not creating my own show. So there were lots of things that were affecting me. But I had a great producer there who showed me how to do stuff, told me how to do things, very encouraging, very loving, very supportive people. So I did the audio for a while, and then what happens? They decide they are going to have a TV station, and we are going to do the live video. So here we are, back to my original goal, my original thought, and I have to do the video. Slight panic on my part, of course. How am I going to do that? All of that, back to that old fear. How can I do it? But again, I got the guidance, I got the help, and I did it. And now I've done TV shows, I've done over 220 radio shows, which most of them are live video as well. And I feel pretty comfortable in front of a camera now. So it is interesting that the doubts and fears I had showed me what it was I needed to look at in myself, how I had been suppressing myself, how I had limited myself, and didn't believe in myself. So I allowed these doubts and fears to affect me, but once I faced them, I stepped into it, then it showed me how I could deal with it. I just didn't have all the information I needed in order to feel more comfortable. We don't get rid of our fear, the things that are suppressing us. We don't get rid of it. It's not going to immediately go away. But what we do is we get to the root of it. What is the root of the fear? How is it do you not feel good enough? How is it do you feel that you can't? It won't work. Or how is it you feel that you might be judged? Whatever it is. And we use that to move forward in life. There are new situations every day. We have new situations every single day. Hi, Ray. Nice seeing you. We have all of these things. We were not born knowing how to do everything. So we need to cut ourselves some slack and say, you know what? It's going to be good. We're going to do the best we can with it. We'll get the information we need one way or another. You know, so there's going to be fear. So we are not going to get rid of the fear that is stopping you. We're going to look at it, discover it, and figure out why it's affecting you. Non-judgmentally, of course. We never want to move back into that self-critical voice. We never want to go there. So we're going to stay as objective as we can. When you start to use these doubts, these fears, these things to learn about your perceptions, what you think, you'll start to learn about who you really are and what you really want. You're opening yourself up. You're finding that light again. We're here in this physical life to live life as fully and completely as possible. That means with meaning, we need to have meaning and we need to have joy. We need to feel like we are here and we're living and experiencing it as fully as possible. We are not here that long. We need to make the most of it. You know, when we live true to who we are letting our light shine. It's out there for everybody to see. Our light is a huge, huge bright vibration. Everybody has it. Whether you believe it or not, you have it. It's a very high vibration. It's connected to the universal energy. It is your essence, your soul. It brings you to a place of feeling unlimited. It helps you be connected to everyone else and everything. And Rebecca's saying living purposefully. Yes, yes, yes. Because you know how you feel when you feel good about yourself, you feel good about life. That's the feeling we want to have as much as possible. Now, of course, yes, we have problems. Sometimes we kind of lose it. But for the most part, if we are living true to ourselves, you have a problem. I love to say, if you have a problem, do what's right for you. Okay, you don't have to take everybody else's needs into consideration. You just don't have to. You know, don't be a jerk, of course. But nothing should stop us from letting our light shine, letting the world see who we are, and letting ourselves, more importantly, see who we are. If you're getting stuck in fear, not feeling good enough, or you just can't take action, I've got a new strategy that I have been using for a few months, and it is really helping me, so I hope it really helps you. What I do when something is stopping me, when I feel hesitant to speak my truth or whatever it is, I ask myself, what would be deliberately bold? Whenever I stop myself, I just do that. What would be deliberately bold? For me, bold means being brave, taking a risk, being courageous. Okay, this doesn't mean the fear is gone. We act anyway. And I'm not talking bold when you're obnoxious or rude. I'm not talking that kind of bold. I'm talking about the brave bold. Being deliberately bold is intentionally taking action. Intentionally taking action. You've got some intention there. You've thought about things. This doesn't mean impulsive action that you haven't thought through. Deliberate action. You've thought about it. Okay, that doesn't mean talk yourself out, but you've thought about it. You realize what you want. Okay, you're making a choice. What do I feel? What do I really want to achieve? What do I want to experience? You do this. So you're making that choice to be true to yourself in alignment with who you are, in your power, okay? It's deliberately bold when you have fear, but you do it anyway. Now, this came about, and I talked about it on my other show in August. This came about in July and August when I was kind of watching some things with myself and some other people and thinking, why do we not take action? What stops us? What's in our way? So I was talking to a friend, and I said, I'm going to talk about being deliberately bold on this radio show, but I don't have a really good story. You know, I can talk about this or that, but I don't have a great story. And, of course, as we were talking, what do? We drive by one of those ropes courses. You know those courses that are above the ground, and you hold on to things, and you climb, and you swing, and all this stuff. Now, I have a huge fear of heights. I just do not like heights. I just don't. I go on a Ferris wheel, and it's this. I can't. So it's gotten worse as I've gotten great story. Why don't we go do the ropes course? I'm, no, I don't know. So we go over there. I said, well, I'll look at it. So I'm looking at it, and there's one that's really high off the ground, and I'm thinking, not a chance. I see this other area. It looks like a kid area. Literally, the things you're going to slide on and stuff are probably about 6 feet off the ground. I'm thinking, that might work. I might do that one. And so the more I looked at it and the more I thought about it, I thought, you know what? You're not going to die. Give it a shot. See what happens. Oh, my heart was pounding when I made this decision. Totally, my heart was pounding. I was getting nervous ahead of time. So I get out there on this thing, and I was so focused on making sure I was doing things the right way that I didn't notice how far off the ground I was. Now, of course, they took us to an area, practice area. That was the area I thought was the kids' area. That was the practice area. So the kids' area was actually higher. So I'm on this stuff, and I made it through this course. And the first time I had to jump off and do the zip lining thing, oh, it was so scary. It was so scary. But I closed my eyes, and I just went, okay, go. And I just went. Okay. So now I thought about this ahead of time, but sometimes you've got to take that bold action, the deliberate action. And when I finished this, I have to tell you, I felt so empowered. I felt as though, oh my goodness, I have faced this huge fear, something I said I would never do, was going on one of those things. And I did it. And I actually had fun, but I felt after that I could do anything. So when we take that action, that deliberate action, it opens up our energy. Even if it's speaking your truth to somebody, it opens your energy, strengthens your connection to who you are, strengthens your connection to your inner power. And when we do this, we become our best selves. We stop suppressing ourselves. We're willing to take that intentional risk to be ourselves. So to be deliberately bold, it's speaking your truth and risk offending someone. Risk upsetting somebody, risk letting them know what you really think. And if they get offended or upset, you know what? It's their problem. It's not your problem. Be bold in what you believe. Stand by what you believe. Speak it. Get it out there. Be deliberately bold and not allow other people to negatively influence you. Don't let them affect you. If they're saying bad things about you, don't let them affect you. Be deliberately bold in believing in yourself, no matter what anybody else is saying. I had a friend once a long time ago when she was in college. She felt that people were judging her, criticizing her, talking about her, and they actually were. And part of it was out of jealousy because they thought, you know, she was better than they were. So they were kind of projecting a little bit. So they would speak down to her. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. So they kind of criticized her out of their own needs, their own insecurities. But it was really affecting her because she's a very sensitive person. So I had a conversation with her, and I was like, you know what? You know, do you believe in yourself? Do you believe you're doing the right thing? Yes. Do you believe you're working hard to improve? Yes. Do you believe this? What do you think these other people could be having a problem in projecting their insecurities on you? Well, it's possible. I said, well, let's hold on to that then, because that will help her step back into being bold and believing in herself. So we have to believe in ourselves. So be bold with this. Be deliberately bold and release beliefs that no longer work for you, that aren't in alignment with who you are. If you think you're not good enough, you've got a belief right there that's in your way, that's stopping you from being you. And really, let's think about that for a minute. If we are not, we believe in some way that we're not good enough. And if we are spiritual people, and most of us watching this show are we not God energy? Are we not directly from the God energy? Does God create something that is not good enough? No. So everything is divine, including ourselves. Now, of course, believing that we're good enough and really believing that we're good enough are two different things. We may understand it academically, intellectually, but to really feel that can take some work. So that's when it might be helpful to have a coach, somebody who can help you, you know, kind of mirror back your greatness is really what a coach does. That's what I like to do when I'm coaching somebody, mirror back your greatness, say how great you are, all these awesome qualities and characteristics you have. Or if you're really having some struggles mentally and emotionally and you need counseling, by all means, go get some counseling. Have somebody help you through some things that you may have to release, some situations that have caused you to believe that you're not good enough. So do whatever you have to do. Maybe you have to change some situations. Maybe there are people around you who are not nice, and you suppress yourself around them to keep the peace, and also because you don't want to hear it. That's, you know what, I have no problem with that, as long as you're well aware that's what you're doing and you're making the choice to do it. If you're doing it because you're too scared to confront an issue or cause a conflict or make somebody upset, wrong answer, then we have to deal with it a different way. If you make an intentional choice because you just can't hear it anymore, that's fine. But if you're suppressing yourself, not speaking your truth, because you got one of those feelings inside, oh, I can't do it because I don't want, you know, no, then you have to really learn to be deliberately bold. So just move into believing yourself. Be deliberately bold and living the life you want to have on your terms, nobody else's terms. Whether it's society's terms, whether it's your perception of how society expects out of you, what society expects out of you, or how you think you need to be, live it on your terms, what you really want. Figure out who you are. Ask yourself some questions. What is it I want? Who am I? How do I want to express myself? What do I want to say? How do I feel? That's a big one. Sometimes we don't even know how we feel. We don't know if we're frustrated, angry, irritated, sad, upset. We don't know. Try to put a label on that emotion. That'll help you figure out who you are. You know, a long time ago, I only knew a few emotions, happy, sad, angry. That was all I knew. I didn't realize there were so many other ones. Are you feeling blissful today? Are you feeling enthusiastic, passionate? Are you joyful? Are you happy? Are you whatever? So ask yourself how you're feeling, and you'll start to really touch in with yourself. And then you might start to think, well, I want to be a different kind of person. I want to be a person who is this or this or this. Well, I can tell you, you know, when you say that, that person is already inside you, that you're already in there. So it's not that we're creating a new person or we're making yourself better. What we're doing is revealing who you really are. We're revealing your perfection. We're revealing your essence. So you have been suppressing yourself due to whatever reasons and hiding that. Your true self inside, who you already are. And when you start to be open and look at these ideas that I've been sharing with you today, you'll realize that all you have to do is peel back some layers. And as you peel back these layers that maybe society or whoever helped create, you'll start to find yourself again. You'll start to reconnect to yourself. And instead of suppressing yourself, you'll be living your light. You'll be shining your light for everybody to see. You won't be hiding yourself anymore. You'll be willing to speak your truth. It's not always going to be easy, but you'll be willing to do it. And all it takes is just a simple decision to touch in with yourself and try hard, reconnect to yourself, make the effort, be aware that that person is in there. And you've been hiding this most awesome, wonderful person from the whole world. Not to just yourself, which is always more important, but the whole world. There's a teacher that I listen to sometimes, and I think it's Marie Forleo who said this, that she basically says something that you are the only person who can bring your ideas into this world. You're the only person who has this energy that can be here in the world to help to lift the vibration of the world. You're the only one who has this energy. Nobody else is like you. Isn't that awesome? Nobody is like you. So we should love that we are individual. We are unique people, and we should allow our light of our awesomeness to shine for everyone and to help ourselves see who we are, to connect back inside to who we are. So you'll be stepping out of your comfort zone just a little bit and back into who you are. And I love my little strategy, the be deliberately bold. And yes, make a thing, only you can do you. And that is so true. And why is it that we suppress ourselves and not let other people see us? You know, there's so many reasons why, but just the awareness that we do this, will help us break that habit and break that pattern. It's awesome. It is absolutely awesome. My answer to everything is always be who you are. Be who you are. You know, it's awesome. So that is what I wanted to talk about tonight. I wanted to share this. And part of it was from talking to clients and some talking to friends and also just me. You know how I love to learn and grow and improve myself, get back to the real me inside. And so I'm always looking at situations to see how they work and how I'm responding to things. And I love to share my ideas, as you know. So here we are. I guess I could wrap up. So if you wanted to connect with me further, you can connect with me at my website. Quick link is psychicmediumcolleen.com, or be brave, I always say, go for colleenvanderzijden.com. On there, I have a guide, if you sign up for my mailing list, that will help you live a more meaningful life. 3 steps to help you live a more meaningful life. It is free. There's no attachments, no nothing like that. You just sign up. There you go. I hardly ever send an email out, but maybe I'll send one out soon. Don't hold your breath. But I'll send one out at some point because I do want to keep people in the loop of what's going on. And you can also connect with me if you're watching on Facebook. You're on my page. You can follow me there if you have not done so yet, and I would love that. I appreciate it very much, especially as I'm working on my book and I'm planning, intending that this will be out to you next year, early next year, to help you live the life you want to live, the life that is on your terms, not the one that you have where you've allowed other people to affect you or society expectations. So it's the life you want to live. And you can also go to lilydaleassembly.org, and you can see the website there. What's happened in the past, the new workshops are not up yet. It's still too early for that. But you can see what's in the past, get some ideas of what you might want to do next summer. The medium list is there. There are still mediums in Lilydale who will work with you. Most of them work over the phone as well. So you don't even have to be there in person. I prefer Skype or FaceTime or Zoom because then I can see you and it's a lot more efficient. You know, I know if I'm right by your face. Either I'm not right or I'm right and I can tell. On the phone, it's a little bit harder, so I'm trying to push everybody towards the video aspect of it. Yes, thank you, Mick. I'm looking forward to it too. I'm having fun working on it and seeing how it goes. And it's been really good for me to bring up my own self-doubts as I'm working on it, thinking, oh, I don't know, you know. So at some point, I will be actually connecting with people on Facebook and looking for a few people to give me feedback. So I will be sending people chapters or ideas and looking for other objective feedback, okay? You know, they always tell us not to ask our friends and family what they think, you know, of our titles or subtitles or anything like that, because all our friends and family are going to say, oh, it's great, it's wonderful. So, but I don't want people to go, oh, this really sucks. I'd rather they just go, okay, I liked this part, not this part. You know, this part really spoke to me or whatever. So I will be looking for people to help me with that. If you're open, let me know. And I'll put you on a little list and I can send you stuff. I would love it. And I must be getting to the end of the show because I now have a cat on my lap, and this has happened at every show since I moved my studio back upstairs into the dining room area. So, yes, I must be getting to the end. So I do want to thank you. See a little tail here. Yes, I see you. Yes, I know you're so pretty. So I want to thank you all for watching and listening. It's been so much fun talking with you and sharing my ideas with you. Let me know if you try the Deliberately Bold thing. Let me know how it works. Let me know what happens. I would love to hear. And especially if I'm going to, put any stories in my book, I might be looking for some good stories. So if you have some good stories and you want to share, that would be awesome. Love to hear it. Okay, I guess I'll stop talking. So thank you so much for being here, and I will talk to you next week. Now, next week, we're going to do a question and answer on mediumship, how mediumship works, and all sorts of questions people have asked me over the years. And if you have questions, feel free to ask them right through the Facebook page, blah, 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 and I can answer them there as well. So we're going to do that. So thank you again for watching. I really appreciate that. You guys have a great week. I will talk to you next week. Goodbye.